Prepare yourself to invest a few minutes with the Make Each Click Count podcast to discover new details and how to accelerate your sales and profits while making sure you're getting the absolute most out of your online marketing dollars. Hosted by Andy Spleichel, who's been running paid click campaigns for his clients for 20 plus years. Join us and discover what's working today and start making each click count. Without further ado, here's the acclaimed author of the Make Each Click Count book series, the founder of True Online Presence, the founder of Make Each Click Count University, and the host with the most, Andy Spleichel.
Welcome to the Make Each Click Count podcast, where we dive into the strategies that help e-commerce businesses thrive. Joining us today, we have Abbas Hussain, the Chief Product Officer at Wholescale. Wholescale is the forefront of revolutionizing how brands collect, display, and leverage customer data and reviews. With Abbas's extensive experience in digital marketing and e-commerce, we're set to uncover some of the most effective strategies and innovations driving today the e-commerce landscape. Abbas, can you start? Let's talk about your journey in digital marketing and what led you to your current role at Wholescale.
Sure. Well, thank you, Andy, for having me. it's been long. I was trying to speak to you and looking forward to be on this podcast. So thank you again.
Yeah, we're excited to have you.
Yeah, thanks. So the digital space, I came in very early, about 2005 and 6, through an affiliate marketing route. At that time, it was a lot, per paper install model through different plugins and toolbars and whatnot. And so started very early at the time of when I was in John Molson School of Business here in Concordia. And then, moved towards video ads and then to Facebook advertisement. So the journey in the digital space was always through the media buying side. But the big thing was for the 11 years when I was at Rhythm One, a lot was done at the programmatic demand and supply, native ads, and really played with big brands there with larger marketing budgets. In the digital space, the media marketing and the media buying background was always the core focus. But then I, after 2012, 13, went more into branding and, when Shopify came, I got hooked up into that and tried new things, launched a few brands there. So it has been a good journey, pretty extensive when it comes to digital play, but yeah, now we're here.
So why Wholescale? I mean, what's Wholescale about and how right. is it solving problems?
Right. So Wholescale was an idea. My co-founder, David, his idea and mine, maybe a collaborating for some time. So I was a vice president in one of his luggage companies. And then when the COVID hit, we were sitting together. We're like, listen, well, nobody's buying luggage, so we want to try something else. But I did, before even meeting David, I saw a shift in paradigm when it comes to Amazon ratings and reviews, that a lot of these companies were relying on fake reviews and sampling reviews and seeding reviews. And Amazon really went after those ones and said, well, you know what? These reviews are not allowed. So the relevancy on the reviews and recency on the reviews tied exactly to the sales of that product on Amazon. So I saw that a lot of people starting doing new things to get reviews on Amazon. But again, Amazon is a closed loop system, does not allow outside integration. So even if you capture something outside, you won't be able to take it on Amazon.com. But we had Walmart and we had other places where we could take those reviews, collect the data outside of them, and then take it back to them. So the whole idea was around, hey, listen, this space is a lot of gray area here. No new developments happening. All the digital guys is just relying on post-purchase emails that convert at a lower than 2%. So what can we do here? So we tactically and with some strategy, I founded a company with David where it became a SaaS solution. And we wanted to really help people who are selling on big box retailers. So not really the people who have a Shopify site, but people who are actually selling container ins and container out business on Walmart.com, Target, Lowe's, Home Depot's, and big guys, and how we can really help them get those reviews because they really need them in order to sell them.
For sure.
So this was the whole idea. And then we transform into a SaaS solution, which is now It's been 2.5, 3 years, and it's been going well. There's no longer a startup anymore.
Yeah, I think what's the statistics I read? I think it's 90% of consumers read the reviews before purchasing. So
That's right.
I mean, it really is the importance is immense for growing. Now, you had mentioned that you don't do for Shopify. So these are people and not for Amazon.
No,
So,
we do for Shopify, but Amazon does not allow.
okay.
Amazon have their own sampling program and their own post-purchase email, because in order to leave a review on Walmart, you have to be logged in into their system using their profile and the previous purchase. You get a notification from Amazon whether you want to review or not. Hardly anyone goes back and review unless they have a problem. This is where the gap is, Andy. People don't tend to leave reviews on platforms if they are happy with the product. They usually leave review actively when there's a problem with the
For
product.
sure.
So
Yeah.
the active reviews, recent reviews are always the one that people are not happy with, the 1 star, 2 stars. It's hardly people go and say, "Hey, you know what? I really love this product. Good job, guys." Unless they're invited to do that. This was the gap that we identified. We found at Wholescale. So Shopify, we worked actively. We're a Shopify partner. You can use our app there. But what I was going to say, that was just part of it. The core focus was more on the brick and mortar business, helping people, buying something off the shelf and through a QR code and through our some sort of a hook in the product. Inviting them to leave a review and their feedback about their product that they have bought from the store and the shelf. And then that review goes through a digital route, get posted on walmart.com and other places. So this was kind of the mechanism. But Shopify is our one of our critical partners, and we work actively with them.
So you had mentioned, the way that most people do it, if they're doing it at all, which is to send a post-purchase email, and that has less than 2% conversion rate on people filling out it. How are you guys? I mean, how's your system work, and what's the success rate percentage of people leaving reviews?
On average, and in a general, I'm really talking about consolidating all the data. We are converting at 50 to 60%.
Wow.
So the post-purchase emails, Andy, are more for the digital purchases. So when you bought something from any.com and you get an email or post-purchase SMS, then comes the sampling program where brands actually give people free products in exchange for the review. We don't really think that they're authentic, because people hardly give negative and critical comments. But then there's third way is actively leveraging any hook that was there in the product. Either you have to register a product in order to use it, get a warranty for that product. You have to fill a form. So we power that journey. And while you're activating your warranty or you're registering your product, you get asked questions about, hey, what do you think about the product? What star rating would you give them? And then, so we ask review during that process, and then take that review to the digital platform. So we are powering all those existing QR codes, dormant links that were always there, and asking people to leave a review through a hook that already existed. We saw that people were already scanning those QR codes, and they were already visiting those pages, but they were never leaving a review. They were just activating their warranties. They were getting registrations done and finding some content on how to use the product. We powered that journey, and during that process, through a soft opt-out, we and often we ask for a review, and that gets taken on Walmart.com.
And so I'm sorry, the last piece, did you say the review, it's on your own website, and then you're importing it to Walmart, or it's done on Walmart?
No, it's to a feed, so that comes to a SaaS platform, and then that platform takes that based on the UPC to Walmart and other places. Depends on the contract, depends where the brand is selling, what type of a storefront they have on different retailers. So it really depends on a lot of things, but essentially, yes, that's what's happening there. We issue a dashboard to a brand, and their reviews comes there. Our moderation team and our AI reads those review, validates the digital fingerprint, and then take them to Walmart or other places.
So Walmart now is doing a bit of research, and it looks like they're up to almost like 7% of all US e-commerce
Huge,
sales.
yeah.
So how does Wholescale's Walmart syndication program help brands maximize their sales on Walmart.
Right. So you're right. Well, Walmart is, I'd like to say, after Amazon, is going to be the biggest marketplace. The fact that they're on actively onboarding brands and products on their platform, coming up with new initiatives how to sell, their app is getting better. So they're taking a lot of initiative. They really want to beat Amazon in that space, and that's where it's coming down from. So we are an integration partner with Walmart, where a Walmart brand that is selling on Walmart.com can use your Wholescale to generate reviews and ratings, and then gets posted on their program. It's new to us. We were using third parties to before take reviews to Walmart, and now we're a direct partner, and we love their relationship. The idea here is that we don't only want to focus people who only sell on Walmart.com. We want to focus on the people who are actually selling in brick and mortar business. So the big guys, you buy a piece of furniture, you buy a piece of luggage from the store, the 4,000 stores in the US, and then you So if we're focusing on the people who are selling on in Walmart stores, so you buy a piece of furniture, buy a piece of luggage in Walmart, and in when you're unboxing it, you find a card, you find a QR code, or there can be tons of ideas, and you end up scanning or going to the URL. That URL is mostly powered by us and Wholescale. And during that process, they get to leave a review. So you
Right.
purchase something offline, you capture the data of that person, made them or made him or her online, and then also got the review. And now that review got posted on their Walmart listing, on .com. So mostly people who are selling on the shelf, they're also selling on Walmart.com. This is kind of the mandate they give to all their sellers. So we are helping them converting the offline customers into an online space, through which they're getting their email addresses. They're inviting them to join their brand communities and also getting latest reviews. So this is the Walmart piece, but this is kind of the piece with every other retailer.com. Walmart, we have a kind of a direct partnership, and some of the retailers use as third-party services, so we take our review through their APIs.
Now, how does it work for a brand who might just be launching on Walmart and they have, a good number of reviews on products? Can they upload those past reviews, or do these have to be reviews since they've launched on Walmart?
No, so that's a great question. So not just Walmart, but all the big box retailers in the US and in Europe, they require you to have reviews even before you launch a product through sampling programs and seeding programs. So it's a funny ask, because when you have not launched a product, how can you have those reviews online? But then they ask you to actually give free samples to people to get in exchange for a review. But so we help them. If you are selling the same product that you have sold on Target, and we have that data, we can, take the same data for the same product after validation on Walmart.com. So if your Walmart is a new store, a new shop, from day one you could have those reviews that were collected using Lowe's and Target and Sam's Club program, because it was the same product, and that's allowed by Walmart. But usually, if somebody's selling, mostly our clients are selling multiple places at the same time, so that never have actually happened. But there's a possibility that if you're selling an A place and you want to launch in a B place, we can take those reviews there as long as the same product category.
Now, I saw that at Wholescales, you also have a landing page builder where you can. So, where does your clients use that, and what does it consist of?
Right. So that was my idea a couple of years ago, where I spoke to David and I said, well, listen, our clientele are really less digital. They are not that tech savvy. These guys are just bringing stuff from different countries and selling on Walmart.com. They do have a site, and they have agencies doing a bunch of things for them, but they're not really, the digital is missing in their DNA. Let's just say that, right? So we try to came up with a lot of tools that are part of your contract day one, such as landing page builder, through which you can create content So you don't really need to hire a designer. You can on Upwork and Fiverr and or find somebody to make a lender for you through CSS, but you can, through a very drag and drop method, it's a plug and play, you can create landing pages in Wholescale, so and get a QR code issued. So you don't really need a digital service, a digital site or anything. All you need is Wholescale contract. You upload your product, you create the landing page, you issue a QR code, and then print that QR code on your product in China or where India, wherever you get the product from. So you really need, you don't really need a Shopify site in other places. So we created that just to close that loop and start getting reviews for those guys. That was the idea.
Now, how many people of, or like what percentage of your customers use that opposed to they already have a Shopify site? Because this sounds like it's really just for sellers who are only selling like on a Walmart.
Yeah, Walmart or other places. Well, it will be hard to look at the percentage, but this is kind of the option you get from day one when you close the contract and you get the you get our platform. I would say more than half, Andy. If there are 200 customers or 300 customers, the half of them are using this because you can very quickly get the content out. Instead of, you know, even a very basic designer in your in-house or somebody who knows how to the drag drop stuff, you can embed videos from YouTube, Vimeo, and other places. You can create CTAs and kind of roll it out. It almost like a creating a fast lender in Canva or in Klaviyo to drive traffic to.
Now, you had mentioned you're using AI to validate the reviews. Mm-hmm. And I mean, AI, it's, you know, it's the big thing everybody's talking about and how it's going to change this and that. How do you see AI changing the e-commerce landscape?
We have a dedicated prompt engineering department here. The pure purpose, and they're directly reporting to me, the pure purpose there is R&D. And that is that we want to come up with the advanced tools and fast, so we can leverage, you know, all kinds of chat GPTs and all kind of Azure models and Amazon Comprehend models, where we could get cleaner data with validated fingerprints, so it's authentic, and bring the quality score up. Because see, if you're buying something and reading a review and the review is not sufficient telling you the problems, the ins and outs, the attributes of that product before your purchase, you're not really getting any out of it. So it doesn't matter, you can have 1,000 reviews, but if the content is weak, it's not. So we are building different tools in kind of enticing user to give us a lot more information, and then taking that to the retailers. That's the one solve. Second solve is making sure that nobody's abusing the system, where you're not just leaving fake reviews on your competition. And there's a whole moderation piece where profanity, discriminatory comments, legal issues, especially some issues that are product safety concerns, so escalating it to the right party, all that is done through AI. And then obviously there's a layer of human moderation, but we were trying to bring automation there as much as we can, because the volume of reviews are pretty high. So this is kind of the space that we're playing in. It's authenticity, quality of review, and making sure they're genuine.
So when did Wholescale launch?
Well, the soft launch, 2020, December 29th, first client.
And what's some of the feedback you've gotten?
Feel the first year and a half were all really non-digital client, and they would just be like, hey, here's my Excel sheet with a list of products, and they've been sold on these PDP and product pages on Walmart and Sam's Club and Lowe's and Target. Get the reviews there. That's it. And they were not really tech savvy. They had no idea. They had no automation in-house. So we had to do a lot of legwork. And at that time, there was a pretty legacy model. Now with the Wholescale, I've developed and playing on a different level. But at that time, it was not analog, but not really a Web 2.0 type of style. So when we started, because it was in the trial space, now we have built a lot of efficient tool, bringing a lot of automation. So the first year and a half was a problem where the feedback was around, hey, when my review is going to be on Walmart.com? How can I get more content out of people? You know, how come I'm not getting four more 4 and 5 stars? right? So, but now the last year it has changed because we have a lot big digital guys, some of the renowned brands in the United States, especially, and they have robust digital strategy where we leverage our Klaviyo integration, Mailchimp integration, HubSpot integration, Zendesk, better support system, and then it's like this, Andy. You go and buy something on Alpha on Amazon. It happened to me a lot of times, and I'm sure with you too, where you bought a piece of equipment by reading the reviews, but then the problem came after 3 months and 6 months of the purchase. Most of the reviews were actually given by the customer after 14 days and 18 days, and those are very, really impulsive reviews. They haven't really used the mortar or that mattress or that pillow or that diffuser. If the problem actually comes after 90 days, it's a product defect. But it didn't got pointed out in the reviews because most of the reviews were the first 10 days of purchase feedback time. So we made an automation trigger where we go back to the customer and ask, hey, are you still that satisfied? Or have you changed your mind? Would you like to leave a new review? Because, a month ago you thought bad about it. But is it better now? Is because you have used in a different scenario? So that way, as I said in the opening statement, like, we want to keep the recency up and relevancy score up. That is new content, but also relevant content, because we want to make sure that it's helping the brand taking critical decisions in their R&D, new product launches, whatever, but also helping the purchaser making the right decision. So to your question, we got a lot of feedback in the last 3 years around the quality, how we can have more characters in the comments, and we have taken those into consideration. A lot of R&D and work has been done there around that.
So what's next for WholeScale? Are there any new developments on the horizon?
Big time, and the pipeline is humongous. I'm sleeping less than ever, but I think that we want to make sure that we are coming up with creative ideas on how to capture better content. And when I say content, it's not just written content, but video content, the picture content, because the weight on the UGC by the user is pretty high. If you can actually get to see a video of the product before you're buying it in the functionality, I bought a swimming pool cleaner, a robot, a few days ago. The whole thing I learned about it was through a UGC on YouTube and on Amazon, thinking about how it's actually used. But the brand wasn't really doing anything for it. It was all user-generated content. So we are focused more around that because we really want to help both the brand and the customer, the purchaser. So our next is all the initiatives around the content, making it better, making it easy to capture, but also the hook. Not every product can be registered, and not every brand would like to issue a warranty. So we come up with new creative ideas. That's kind of, and again, the whole AI piece is still just growing.
I would think, being the biggest problem is how to incentivize people to leave, especially not even just written content on a review, but a video. And so what are some of the ways that brands do incentivize?
Andy, mostly sampling, which is the wrong way of doing it. Imagine if you have an $800 item and you have to give 25 of them free in exchange for review and then asking for an influencer to making it. We don't believe in that piece at all, even though we do some sampling when it's really needed. What we believe in is the velocity of and the volume of review. If you get a lot of volume and through some of those profiles identifying through an AI technology that, hey, yeah, Andy have 500,000 users on his Instagram, how about we actually reach out to Andy and say, hey, you know what, we value your feedback, but would you be able to also make a video of that product or a barbecue grill that you just bought? And what we will do in exchange is we're actually going to make you famous. We'll post it on our brand's page. So a lot of people like to become an influencer and looking for that, that first gig. We want to help them. So and but our job is to identify who the better one is. So the community angle of building a community of influencers who we know which category fits which person through profiling. It's one of our initiative, but right now, really, the way brands are doing it through sampling program, which is not neat, absolutely not. If it's a $20 item, fine, but if it's like there's shipping cost to it, there's their product cost to it, and then you're making the content. Plus, you all always have to keep new content coming in. Otherwise, six months or a year old review doesn't mean anything to the person today.
So how does the pricing work with WholeScale? And how can an interested listener learn more?
Sure. So it's a SaaS solution, yearly contract. And it's really a la carte when it comes to what kind of service that you're looking for. We have robust sales team and business development team, which basically understand what really your need is. I mean, again, we love contracts and we love money, but the system that me and David have designed, because we came from a consumer product side, is we want to understand that what is the perfect fit for you, really look at what type of cost is that to us, and then design programs. So we really kept it agile, very fluid, our pricing model, depending on the client. But, you know, it can start from anywhere from like $6,000 and go up to $100,000. So it's really depending on what program that you're going after.
And who is the perfect client for your guys' service?
Perfect client is the one who wants to grow online, who has not been there yet. A perfect client is the one who have established brand brick and mortar, but have not, you know, launched or have really scaled online and looking for reviews. And the perfect client is, and I'm gonna say the best for the last, is the one who's struggling with good reviews. A lot of people have the good product, but because of the dormant and mundane strategy around capturing reviews, they have 1 and 2 stars. That is all complaints, pure complaints. You sell 100 and 3 people are not satisfied, all those 3 reviews are actually first on your listing now and your business is done. So we want to help that guy get more reviews. We want to help that brand get a lot more reviews and get those 3 reviews under the 4th and 5th page in the pagination and get all the good ones first through an active strategy. So these are kind of the 3 pillars that I see when I'm not on the sales side, I'm more on the tech side, but that's kind of the ideal folks for us.
Well, this has been great. Is there anything else you would like to add before we wrap it up today?
No, all good, man. Listen, I am happy to be here. Well, we can chat more down the line when we launch something new. Love to be on your podcast again. As I said, listen, we are all innovators in the tech space. I like partnerships. If anyone who's listening to it would like to partner up with us through an integration process or any other process, we love that. I think the world is too big. Market is too big. We all can play and eat together. So that will be my message. And would love to be here again.
Well, this has been great. Well, thank you for joining us today and for
Thanks,
your
Andy.
Valuable insights. Yeah. So
Thanks.
WholeScale is pioneering changes in the e-commerce landscape by enabling brands to better collect and utilize customer data and reviews for our listeners. This episode underscores the importance of leveraging user-generated content and integrated technology solutions to not only meet customer expectations, but also significantly enhance operational efficiencies and profitability. Thank you for tuning in and make sure to subscribe for more expert insights on mastering the e-commerce world. And if you joined this episode, please go to Apple Podcasts and leave us an honest review. And we look to more information on WholeScale. You can visit www.wholescale.com. Well, that's it for today. Remember to stay safe, keep healthy, and happy marketing. And I'll talk to you in the next episode.
This has been the Make Each Click Count podcast. Remember, those that want to make more sales and profits online, listen to this podcast. The ones that want to discover how to do it faster, invest in themselves and their business through Make Each Click Count University. Join our private Make Each Click Count Facebook group or send us an email to info@makeeachclickcount.com. We want to know who you are and any questions that you may have regarding online marketing.